The Sing-Song of Old Man Kangaroo by Rudyard Kipling. Not always was the kangaroo as now we do behold him, but a different animal with four short legs. He was grey, and he was woolly, and his pride was inordinate. He danced on an outcrop in the middle of Australia, and he went to the little god Nkwa. He went to Nkwa at 6 before breakfast, saying, "Make me different from all other animals by 5 this afternoon." Up jumped Nkwa from his seat on the sand flat and shouted, "Go away!" He was grey, and he was woolly, and his pride was inordinate. He danced on a rock ledge in the middle of Australia, and he went to the middle god, Nkwing. He went to Nkwing at 8 after breakfast, saying, "Make me different from all other animals. Make me also wonderfully popular by 5 this afternoon." Up jumped Nkwing from his burrow in the spinifex and shouted, "Go away!" He was grey, and he was woolly, and his pride was inordinate. He danced on a sandbank in the middle of Australia, and he went to the big god Nkwong. He went to Nkwong at 10 before dinner time, saying, "Make me different from all other animals. Make me popular and wonderfully run after by 5 this afternoon." Up jumped Nkwong from his bath in the salt pan and shouted, "Yes, I will." Nkwong called Dingo, yellow dog Dingo, always hungry, dusty in the sunshine, and showed him kangaroo. Nkwong said, "Dingo, wake up, Dingo. Do you see that gentleman dancing on an ash pit? He wants to be popular and very truly run after. Dingo, make him so." Up jumped Dingo, yellow dog Dingo, and said, "What, that cat rabbit?" Off ran Dingo, yellow dog Dingo, always hungry, grinning like a coal scuttle, ran after kangaroo. Off went the proud kangaroo on his four little legs like a bunny. This, O beloved of mine, ends the first part of the tale. He ran through the desert, he ran through the mountains.